Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And somebody's obviously been playing with the microphones yet again. Steve Rummage is at Tri-State. Nikki V in the booth.
Hey, man. Listen, it's good to have you back. Excited. Glad you got to enjoy a day with Pops yesterday. So that's good.
Stop it right now, Steve. Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen. Let's just do this right now. Let's just get it out the way. Okay. Listen. I know. Disclaimer alert. I don't need the OG advice right now. I don't need the people say, oh, yeah. I don't even want to give y'all that voice. Hey, man, you should be thankful this year. You know, you can spend good quality time with your family. We enjoy it where you can now. Go home, Dad. Go home.
I think he is home.
Go home, Dad. Yeah, you are doing way too much.
My home now.
I got 12 Indies wedges. You want to know what he did, Steve?
I ate them.
He put 8 of them in a personal package for him later, left 4 of them. Consistently walked by. I'm like, yeah, I'm going ahead and get on those a little later on today. I'm like, Dad, those are full quarter slice Indies wedge potatoes. Are you not gonna? Do you think I got 12 for you to eat? I got some extras.
He looked right at you and said, look at me. This is my house now.
Steve, who puts away 8 of the Indies wedges and leaves 4 of them out for themselves?
Well, apparently an OG.
We went to Four Fingers Fireworks, Steve.
Yes.
The moment we got home, he put all of the boxes in his truck.
Yeah, they were his fireworks.
He didn't leave me one sparkler.
No, they were. Those were his. You know, yeah. That's how I look. That's how Pops Maben runs things. Yeah. I like it. Listen, no, this is mine.
Dad,
those wedges are mine.
You bought me that mine. Personal defense system for Christmas. Then he started intimating or whatever that if I didn't want my weapon, he was gonna take it back down there with him because it wasn't loaded.
Oh, well, he's got a point there. Yeah, he's got a point there. I mean, what are you gonna do? Well, let me get up. Let me load this up. Hang on. Wait a second in there. Hey, don't come in here yet.
Look, I know, Dad.
Sound like Nick.
Your boy is pro Second Amendment.
Oh, my God.
Nick's here. Nick's here.
Dad, stop.
It was me just checking to see if Nick was here.
Stop cursing at my neighbors like that. They don't know you. They don't know that you're joking. They don't know that.
He's coming. That, he's it, taking the.
That is,
we're gonna have to check the community boards.
I guarantee my dad made the community board, Steve.
Out in the county, man, they're like, hey,
Dad, it's 3 a.m. You can't walk around out here. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to say it nicely, Dad. Okay. In your clothing and your look in that do-rag and your cornrows. And
I probably called the police.
You're 6 foot. I would call the police, Steve. You're 6'4", Dad.
He's a big guy, man.
There's not a lot of people that look like us in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. People got some preconceived notions. I'm sorry, Dad. I don't know how to say this. I have to make sure that's my dad. Hey, that's my dad. I have to, like, put the word out.
Hey, don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. It's just my dad.
Golly!
It's like, okay.
My goodness!
Yeah, well, you know, you should enjoy your time with him.
Of course I should enjoy my time with him.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do, Steve. He is a tornado.
He's a bully.
He's a tornado. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Golly! I'm happy to be in here. Just get out the house.
Yeah. They're like, you think Maven's coming in today? I know Maven's coming in today.
Let me in, 93.9. What time do you open? Let me in.
I was like, trust me, he'll be here. Don't worry.
Oh, God. So how have you gentlemen been doing?
Great. Yeah, no, things have been good, man. We had a great time yesterday. I had Coach Lieberman, who, by the way, Coach Lieberman, we have a potential prospect visiting the campus a little early because dead period ended yesterday, so we have workouts today.
Okay.
So that's where I'll be headed right here after the show.
How is Steve the recruiter?
Check Twitter.
No, give me your – I need behind the scenes. What is your pitch?
Let's see. You might want to check Twitter, man. See how good Steve is at recruiting.
Oh, hold on.
Just type in Holy Cross. All you gotta do is type in Holy Cross 2020.
Nikki, what do you think of Steve as a recruiter? What is his potential?
You know, Steve can talk something up. I mean, he's endorsed things before. He's got me excited about stuff. I bet Steve's good at it.
That's right.
What is he
excited all the time?
Okay, what does he try to lure prospects in with?
You know what? As much as he talks smack about, you know, all of us, he also can talk people up. He sells them on leaps.
Does he? No, he probably does the Holy Cross faith thing.
Also that.
He probably looks.
I think it's a one in one.
He looks for the most
one in one.
The most.
If you love God, you'll play for Holy Cross.
He finds the most faith based person in the household.
Heard the voice of the Lord lead me to Holy Cross, and he said,
"Listen,
I got down. Hey, look, Marcus, tell me if you know what this is. I got down on my knees, and I asked God, deliver Jesus to us. You remember that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's no shame whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, I need little Jamal.
Listen, what's his name? What's his name? Pete in Blue Chip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Pete.
You remember when he went to the delegation church?
Yes.
He's all off rhythm.
Yeah, like he's clapping.
Jesus,
he's
just like,
now, listen, I will say this. I can hold my own in a delegation church. I've been in many. So, yeah, I can do that. Like, that would be – I would win him over on that one for sure.
He just goes straight for the kill.
I'm like, listen, I grew up Pentecostal. When you throw me in a delegation church, I'm rocking, bro. You won't even know who I am. You'll be like, who is that guy? I will take a praise break right in the middle of a sermon. Just, you know, the organ player be like,
keep it going. What
yeah,
job?
Yeah. yeah. Listen, when I would do some teaching and stuff like that, I would use a rag to wipe my face.
My God, Steve.
I was basically T.D. Jakes.
Okay, so Steve, what's going on today?
Oh, no. Well, you know, we got that. Lieberman was going to jump on with us for a few minutes, but we do have a prospect that is going to be visiting the school. So he did need to get over there. He wanted to get over there. It's one of those where you're like, they're going to be there at 11:30. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit of like 93.9-ish, where it's like, if I've got a big guest coming in, I get there early because I'm like, I don't know what condition it's going to be in. And I want to make sure. So Coach was like, I got to get over there. I'm going to make sure that everything is – even though Holy Cross is very nice. It's very nice. We got a brand-new floor over there. Brand-new basketball floor, by the way. The football facilities are upgraded. I mean, it's beautiful over there. We're putting together a Friends of the Cross.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Holy Cross Circle.
Yeah. So there is a but I mean, it's a beautiful facility, man, that everything is good over there. But, you know, Leibs just wants to make sure everything is nice.
Yep,
you know,
fair enough.
Roll out the carpet. But, that's it, man. Excited about that. Kind of getting back to work. Elijah had practice this morning over at Bullet East, 6:30. It was like, look, dead period's over, man. So high school athletics around here are lighting back up. And I say that to bring it back to that's kind of another one of those kickoff calendar moments. Ooh. That tells you you're in fall season prep now.
Okay. So, Steve, it's funny. You went right there. That was actually – I was going to theme that for today. So, you know, you're talking about Elijah, you know, like I said, it's the smell in the air, you know. I was listening, this was inspired by two things. The first thing, you and I talk about all the time, Gilbert Arenas was talking about being retired.
Mm.
And the first time the air started getting, fally.
Yes.
And he didn't have anything to do because he was retired.
Mm-hmm.
But your body is still, you know, kind of is triggered.
Well, you know what's uncomfortable about that conversation, right?
What's that?
It's been spring for us the last little bit. I mean, seriously, right. You know, it's like, haha, it is funny. But it's like, man, how many times did you walk outside and go, it's tournament season?
Right.
And it means nothing to me. Right. You know, you're like, whatever.
Okay, so here's the number two thing that made me think about it. First practice in the Yum.
Yes, all that.
Be a player. 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31, 93-9 is the text line. Steve.
Yes.
Be a player.
Ooh.
Which event gave you the most butterflies? Texters. 38-31, 93-9. Nikki Valvano, which event? Okay, because they had their first practice in the Yum.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure they were trying to tear down the rim. I'm sure just like, what do you want to do when you get in there? You want to dunk? You want to feel the echo, you know, of the arena. You know, you want to kind of give it your childlike look around. But it's like, but here's the thing. Some people like uniform day because that's like, okay, I'm actually on the team. Like, it doesn't matter how long you've been here. It's not official until you get your official, put on your official. Like, what is it, media day? Picture day in high school. You know, just where you get to get clean and just get to put on your new shoes. You know, which day kicks off your season in football? I know you used to look forward to hit the first day of full contact. You know, that was one of those days. Picture day in football. Which day really triggers you in the overdrive?
Well, let me give what I think for them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you a few numbers, just a couple numbers. USF's arena is 10,400. James Madison, 8,900. Washington, 10,000. These guys walked in and they took a couple looks around. I'm going to say it was yesterday in the Yum Center that it really smacked them in the face. That they're okay, you know, and maybe a guy like Chucky Hepburn, you know, well, I think Wisconsin's 17,000-18,000, and you've played Big Ten basketball.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you know, you might be.
You know, you've seen it. I've been in arenas that are big. You know, even though the Yum Center is a little bit of a different beast,
different animal.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still not the same. But okay, but also Chucky, fifth year guy, expect him to be, you know, but I think a lot of those guys yesterday walked in and said. Because you hear Coach Pat Kelsey tell you, man, these fans, they're crazy. You've learned that because you've went out to the mall. You've went out. You've got stopped places. You know, you're learning that they're wild.
Mm-hmm.
But when they walked into the Yum Center yesterday, do you know what they saw? They saw every seat filled.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that when they looked around, they saw every seat packed. And that place going crazy. And I think it hit them yesterday, man. I do. I think it hit them yesterday that you play at Louisville now. It's a different beast, man. It's a different animal than anything you've ever dealt with.
Oh, okay, see, I have to cut you off real quick.
Oh, yeah, because
this is an open policy subject right here.
Yeah.
And, Nikki, I do want you to chime in. But we obviously have an insane man on the text line.
Oh, boy.
Absolute insane man.
Oh, boy.
Or they're pulling one of these Nikki lies, okay?
Wait, what the?
Yeah, Nikki, I'm sorry. I didn't have another person to put in that seat, right? You're just be the fill in this seat.
All right, for the moment.
Steve.
Yeah.
This dude is. If you and I were off the air, and we were talking on the phone, I'd say this is a GD liar.
Okay. I like it.
Oklahoma drill. You're a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar, Texter. Oh, I look forward to the Oklahoma drill. No, you don't. There's nobody that ever, well, it's probably 13 dudes on the planet who said, I can't wait to get to the Oklahoma drill. You know what the Oklahoma drill is, Nikki?
Isn't that the when you start on your back and you get up and smash each other?
Yeah, yeah. Like bull in the ring kind of thing.
Right.
It's like...
But I will say, Marcus, the only reason why they might be right is, and I don't know what this person is. This person may be a former offensive lineman, for all I know.
I know.
But a lot of times, you know who didn't look forward to Oklahoma drill?
Wide receivers.
The top five players on the team.
And wide receivers.
Everybody else, yes, and wide receivers. Everybody else looked forward to it because, you know, if you get off your back quicker than Steve Rummage and you catch Steve Rummage just kind of like, yeah, I'm getting up, and you can run me over, well, you're a hero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's something to that. Yeah. You've got a good point.
There's nothing I gain as
from running you over.
And I'm just doing high school, obviously. Yeah. But there's nothing. When Steve Rummage gets on his back at Bullitt Central High School with a football in his hand and says, are we doing Oklahoma drill? God, I'm All-State. Who's lined up over there? Oh, I won't say a name. But you're like, God, that kid don't even play. I've got to run him over, or else if he even tackles me, I'm going to deal with all this. And then you get up, and you're like, oh, and you hit him, and then this is their moment.
Yeah.
And they grab your foot, and then you go down to a knee, and it's like, oh, he tackled Robbie. Oh, you know, and you're like, yeah, hey, good job, man. I don't know. And the coaches are like, that's how you're going to do it. It's like, why are we even – now I'm looking at my coach like, why am I even doing this?
Whose idea was this?
Yeah, what are we doing? You know, and linebackers. You had a couple like Randy and Jeremiah, Randy Shibley, Jeremiah. Like, they're insane. So, like, they loved it because it was like this was their time that they could take out, you know, murderous activities on human beings.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
So,
but no, nobody looks forward to the. Like
and
I said.
You know what bull in the ring is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, think about how psychotic that drill is. I'm just in the middle. Chopping my feet and with my head on the swivel, and the coach just calls a number, and now somebody's just on the way, and you just hope they're in your main vision.
Yeah, right. And,
well, I don't know. There. I will say this though. There's a little bit of a unwritten rule in bull in the ring. Like, you never hit somebody in the back.
Yeah, right.
Like you.
There's a code.
You let them look. I mean, like. If you do, you're a
keep
piece
your,
of crap.
Keep your head on a swivel, Steve. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Now, if you just refuse to look at me, you're just looking one way and you're just chopping your feet, and it's like, okay, dude, like at some point I'm just going to run into you. But, I mean, there is a little bit of a code.
So wide receivers and top five players on the team, yeah, they don't want to do Oklahoma drills.
Oh, you're like, you dread that. That's the dog days, man. It's like, oh, God.
Say a little light concussion day.
Yeah, because yeah, all we're doing here is we're doing the let's see who's tough enough to play. It's like, dude, I just come out of my junior year. Like, bro, I was a junior. Like, I'm looking at my coach like, I didn't even play football my freshman and sophomore year because I thought I was going to be a basketball star.
Uh-huh.
Because I finally made the team, you know, my eighth grade year. And then I was like, man, I'm going to play basketball. And so I come back my junior year, okay? I'm honorable mention All-State after my junior year, and which basically means you're All-District, you know?
Right.
And I'm looking up at my coach like, you're going to play me. Like, if I don't get up, you're going to play me. Why am I on the ground right now doing this?
No, listen, the only – again, I have shame to this day.
Yeah.
I have shame to this day. Like, the probably one of three or four times where I just did that, like, I'm not doing that. You know, just was, look, we're Reagan Long and the squats.
I always forget you had him.
Yeah. He's our strength and conditioning coach. Reagan Long. With the squats,
it feels like he was a Patino guy, like, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
He was here for. But you got to think he started off with over there with like Ron Cooper.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how good he had to be to go Ron Cooper, stick through all that, then go basketball, go through all that, then go Patino and be there forever. Yeah, but Reagan Long was like, yeah, get on the squats, you know. I have a 50-inch vertical, Ray. I'm not squatting.
It hurts. Jump over you.
Yeah, it hurts my back. I'm really good at basketball, and I'm not squatting.
God, you sound like me in front squats. They were like, you can't cross your arms if you're going to do front squats. I was like, well, then I'm not doing them because they hurt my wrist.
Yes.
I was like, I'm setting it up on my shoulders, and I'm crossing my arms to grab it in the front. I'm not holding it up with my wrist. I've got weak wrist. And they hurt.
Listen, it didn't matter, Steve. And I
didn't make it.
Listen, that's what I say too. I say, Marcus, those squats are why you didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you couldn't do that, that's exactly, like, trace it all back to that moment you said,
yeah,
I'm not doing it. Listen, and then Davenport. I have a shameful Scott Davenport, Coach Davenport moment.
Yeah, me too. He broke my ribs.
Listen. That drill.
Wait, what was the story with that?
With Coach Davenport?
Yeah, and his ribs.
I don't want to talk about
that. Okay, sorry.
He hit me violently.
Okay, you got those friends that got like drunk hands?
Oh,
and they slap you on the back hard. He's Coach Davenport.
Oh yeah,
he gets into the role. Was the cosplay.
I've received a couple of those. He's got them heavy hands.
Yeah, he gets into the role a little too heavy, and he just kind of pops Steve.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
He could breathe for 2 days.
But yeah, listen. He tried to do the football Oklahoma drill, or basketball version of Oklahoma drill. Where you just throw the ball on the ground and
go dive after it.
Yeah, like two guys.
You're not happy unless you hear skin squeak. That's what you want to hear.
Coach, I get your point, Coach. You want us to dive for the ball. You want us to, you know, go into the con. I'm not diving into Nate Johnson for this basketball.
Right.
You know, I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. I run a 4'4", you know, 40. He runs... you know, look, he's 222 pounds at 6'8", and he runs a 4'4". I'm not running to get the basketball and crashing into him.
Yeah.
Like, do you know
how hell of a collision.
Do you know how valuable our knees and ankles and wrists and hips and...
God, I can just feel your skin, dude.
And my beautiful caramel skin is also on the line.
Oh, God.
No! I'm not doing that drill. I get it. Okay, I'll play harder.
So Marcus rebelled and dyed his hair red.
Yeah. What else am I going to do?
I'll show Naturally.
You. Yeah. I'll show you.
Right. But yeah, point
then
being.
Then my papa, God rest his soul, touch racist. He's like, you don't want to cheer for that.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. You don't want to cheer for them.
Yes, we do.
Actually, I do. Because they dunk.
Right.
Because 2 days later, you showed me Scott Padgett and Jeff Shepard. Like, wow, look at that. That was an amazing bank shot off 1 foot.
Hey, easy on the bank shots.
I was like, okay.
I'm a crumb error guy. Easy on the bank shots.
I know, but you are a crumb error guy. Y'all still dunked it. Like, I was like, what is this?
Okay, so bull in the ring, basketball was great. Okay, so the first practice in the Yum Center is.
I think if you asked them, they would tell you something was different yesterday. It really sunk in the severity.
I bet that was the worst practice so far.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. But I imagine Coach Kelsey knew that because, listen, you want to know who else was just in the Yum Center for the first time with a court, with everything? Coach Pat Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
You think he looked around a couple times? Think he stood on the sideline a couple times?
Did he give the team one of those speeches like, hey, guys, embrace it?
Yeah, probably. because I bet there was a little bit for him.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit for him. Because I'll tell you what, man, when Josh Hurd, let me be totally open with this. When Josh Hurd said, I want somebody that will crawl here, it kind of sunk my spirit a little bit. I'll mm-hmm. just be honest with you. Because I immediately was like, we're not going to go get a powerhouse guy.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like when he did that press conference, it sunk me just a touch. And I remember, I think I even said it on radio, I was like, I'm not really believing we're going to go hire like the Scott Drew guy, you know, stuff right. now. It's like, okay, we need to start aiming lower. Seeing Pat Kelsey in action, somebody that would crawl here, I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did.
Oh, yeah.
I take the L on that one. I'm like, because that guy right there, you can't.
But he had to have the combination, Steve. So don't worry about your L because –
Yeah.
Listen, it's a combination you got to have of confidence and humble enough to say I'd crawl there. But yeah. You got to be confident to say, listen, it's like one of those you like. Okay, internally, let's just say his internal thought sounds like this: I bet y'all better not give me a job like that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you better not.
Yeah.
Give
me Louisville, I'm gonna be an animal.
Yeah. You let me get my hands. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things. Like, I pray that you don't. You know what is it? God punishes you by giving you, you know, everything you want. And it's like, yeah you give me that and watch what y'all gonna
absolutely.
You're gonna hate me.
Absolutely.
You're gonna regret even giving me that job. I gotta go through the text line a little bit.
Sure.
Up downs and Oklahoma drills. I hate it in practice.
Oh, up downs. Elijah hates up downs.
Does he hate up downs?
Oh, he hates them. We're gonna do up downs again. Some idiot wasn't listening. They made us do more. Like Elijah is ready to fight someone.
A teammate over the up downs.
Yeah, over up downs. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I like. Ooh, this is a descriptive text. The first morning dew. And
that's
air.
A good one.
Seeing you breathe, crunch the grass under your cleats. Ooh,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah,
that one takes me to a moment. I like that.
Yep. And yeah, like when you have to do on the grass and you can see like the foot, your foot tracks.
You know what else I like, Marcus?
I'm listening.
The way Bullet Central was set up back in the day was we had to walk the track back to the practice. The practice fields were back through this little trail, like in the, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it were like there were trees, you couldn't see it, but it right. was back there. So we had to walk the track around, and I love that. Just
it sounds like an army when players have to cross concrete to get to the practice. You definitely get that army sound.
Of course, I didn't wear my cleats because I was like, y'all are ruining your cleats. I was like, y'all are idiots, man.
Hey, put your damn cleats on.
I was like, yeah, y'all are stupid. I'm
Bull in the Ring basketball was great. Bull in the Ring, great drill, anticipation, and explosion.
Conditioning.
Look,
man,
that must be a coach saying that. The Oklahoma was still 3-on-3 inside run. Oh, okay. That I was I You know what? That's a fair text.
Yeah, you can. And some people do that. I was thinking that when we said
it.
Like,
some people do the back.
Some people they do the two guys in the middle, and then there's two behind them, like a linebacker and a running back. To each their own.
Yeah.
They're both the same deal. You're coming towards a collision. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, I think the back, you know, the lineman in the back, I think that is just a safer Oklahoma.
No, I don't think it's safer. I think it's a better way to get an ACL tour. Catch somebody getting up, a broken leg. I watched a guy break his leg one time in that. Listen, he was halfway up, got hit, broke his ankle.
Oh, our favorite machine, Steve, says, I look forward to the Oklahoma drill. I just wanted to compete. Smash heads and talk spit.
That's fair, man. That's fair.
From Betty Johnson Chad, Steve.
That's fair. Listen, of course Betty Johnson
Chad. I know.
Of course.
First practice with a basketball. That's a good one, too, because a lot of times you do conditioning before your midnight madness, probably got to do two weeks of conditioning.
God, we used to run 220s in basketball, and that was like a nightmare, man. I remember Coach Hurley, I was a freshman. It was like you had to do 220s are basically a normal track, like around a field, but it's the straight and the curve, and you had to hit it in so many seconds.
Oh, God.
And it was just like, oh, my God, dude. And basketball conditioning, you get no – like football conditioning, there's rarely timed. Uh-huh. It's hard, but there's rarely like you've got to hit it in a sprint time because it's two different kinds of conditions, you know. But basketball conditioning was always just hell. Funny thing was, I started playing football again because I didn't want to do basketball conditioning. It just turned out that I was pretty good.
Texas says, glad Nikki was able to show up today. And yeah, not too sleepy.
Yeah.
I got rested. I'm good.
You think
used the CPAP last night. I'm
big
good
11
to go.
O'clock night. He texted me at 11 o'clock the other night, Marcus. Hey, man, I'm just now getting off. Like, okay, it's 11, dude. You can't make it in the morning. It's 11 o'clock. Like, I looked at my watch like, man, how late am I up?
And it's like, how old is Nikki? Like,
I was like, Monday Night Raw's not even off yet, dude.
Is he my age?
Yeah. He was like, man, I'm just now leaving the – just now about to leave the thing, the restaurant. I was like, okay. Buffalo Wild Wings don't even close till midnight.
I was sleepy.
Not a coach, former player.
He has been hosting this week.
Also, honorable mention of State. Okay. Yeah, I was giving one of the guys a hard time about the bull in the ring. You know, but I still just like anybody who likes that has to be a little bit off.
Yeah, you're a little crazy. It's okay. Don't mean you're a bad person. It's a little crazy.
Ooh,
I get a little crazy.
Janky texted said he loved Bull in the Ring, which tracks.
The type.
That tracks. Yeah, that
tracks. Yeah. He's the type that would love it.
Oh, this is a great text right here.
I'm listening.
I don't know if they did it here. Oh, I know it. You know what? I think you've told me before. They do it here. The Jamboree.
Oh, yeah.
The Jamboree.
I'm not familiar with that one.
You don't know the Jamboree. Jamboree.
What is the Jamboree?
Listen, first and foremost, sports aside,
yep.
The Jamboree, Steve.
Yep.
If you're not currently in a relationship,
yeah,
the Jamboree is where you lock it down, Steve.
Yeah.
Listen,
that's a fact.
All the girls from all the schools in the area are going to be at the Jamboree.
It's typically basketball's preseason. Football, actually, around here though, it's usually the first week, a lot of jamborees happen around here.
Do a football jamboree?
Football, yeah. Like, I think Bullet East is playing down in Mercer County in the first game of the year, and it's like, you know, there's like five games that day.
Now,
basketball is, like, we did it at Bullet Central. We had one called Cougarama, and it was preseason, but that's where I saw Carlos Hurt play. You know, like, that's where, like, all the top teams would come in, and, I mean, there'd be 10 games that
jamboree
day.
Jamboree is
every student section would be there. Every student section
right.
would be there.
A Jamboree, Nikki, is like you might play that school for a quarter, that school for a quarter. You know, like,
oh, okay.
Or you might play a half against one team and then a half against another team.
And let me be clear, in a football one, it's more games.
Yeah, yeah.
Like okay, there might be five games that day, but you're just playing.
But it's all the schools at the same spot to start the season.
You get to show out in front of some new talent. Yeah. Yeah.
You get to show the new talent in the city. Y'all better make your way over our way. And it's like, you're going to probably get beat up, or there's going to be testosterone and
tension. Oh, yeah.
Because everybody wants to take your...
Well, and it's always packed.
Yes.
Because
we want to take your talent, but we don't want to let nobody take our talent.
Yeah, right. Naturally.
No, keep on, Steve.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, because games never really end. I mean, I guess if you caught the very last game, it might be kind of – but, yeah, games never end. I mean, so, when we would do them, Bullet Central, we would – if we did Cougarama, we would have a section where we would play a little bit in, in the late afternoon, and then we'd have another one, at prime time around 7, you know what I'm saying? And then I remember they brought in Warren Central – 1 year, and it was Warren Central, it was cool, and little did we know they had Lionel DeWalt. I'm sure somebody on the text line, tell Marcus about Lionel DeWalt. And and they had Matt Maresca, two guys. We had no idea they were going to win state that year. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock prime time. They're like, oh, here you go, BC. I was like, we got the first play of the game. I was like, oh, we're screwed. Who brought this team up here?
Are y'all in the right place?
Yeah. Who scheduled this? Lionel DeWalt jumps over the rim. we're in trouble.
NBA Jam style. Let me get to the phone lines really quick.
I'm a sophomore, so I'm just sitting the bench. So this is on y'all.
Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Bob.
Well, hey, guys. Just a couple of things. First, I wanted to recognize with the dawn of football season, my coach at Trinity High School back in the 1970s, Dennis Lampley, just a great coach and a great man.
Yep.
He passed away yesterday, but just a lot of good stories with him. And he was a Shamrock through and through. You can ask that of Jeff Brohm and all the Brohms.
What was his favorite drill?
Jeff Brohm, Bob. Actually, Jeff Brohm's going to talk about him today. I think around 1:30, he's going to have a little bit of a press conference. Yep. Mm-hmm. And going to chat. Yeah, he might be the best coach in the state ever. Yeah. Yeah. Incredible.
Yes, he was. I'll be there. And you were talking. This is my story. There's a many of them with him, but at Trinity, when you start your practicing for the fall season, they have this drill called box drill, where it's basically four cones set up in a square, and then you get in the middle of the square, and then you have guys that would run into you, fall equipment, and you have to forearm shiver them and knock them off of out of that square, or they'll knock you. And if you get knocked down by those guys running into you, you get called a girl, and you have to go over into a line, and you have to skip around, and or you could be a man because you knocked all three of them, or a boy because you gave up a little bit. Well, my quarterback, I was a lineman. My quarterback that I went to grade school, high school, and college with, John Quillen, who's no longer with us, he gets, just the luck of the draw, he gets put in the middle of the square, and he's our all-state quarterback, right? And he looks over and he sees me and two other guys that are linemen that are 6 foot, 230. And John goes, oh, God. Lampley says, wait a minute. You don't do that. And he stuck them over into the girls. But it was a tough drill, but it proved your manhood.
Right.
I just love Coach Lampley, and I miss Trinity. And I'm sure all of us Trinity Shamrock players – we'll miss him. The man showed up for my mother's funeral or visitation back in 2012, and I had not seen him since like the 1970s. That just means everything to me. So anyway, I just wanted to eulogize him. Thanks very much.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah,
I tell you, we can get one more quick one in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Adrian, thanks for joining us on 99. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Feeling good.
All right, first thing, Steve, did you get to try that?
Oh, my gosh, yes, yes. I went last night. Look, funny thing is, I told my wife, we made pork chops last night with, oh, my God, by the way, bourbon brown sugar seasoning, fantastic. And I was like, she said, man, I kind of want something sweet. And I was like, babe, I said, Adrian called today. She's like, who's Adrian? I'm like, don't worry about it. And I said, I'm going to Dairy Queen, and I'm picking us up some peach blizzards. And I went over there, grabbed them. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, right.
That was a good call, man. Yeah, yeah.
And second thing, I played in the Cougarama, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I played in the Cougarama for Marion County.
Okay, man.
It was a lot of teams, man. Yeah, it was a lot of teams.
So, Adrian, what event sets off your season the best?
Well, I play football too, so passing league.
Passing league, good call, man. That's a great call.
That's all I got, man.
Appreciate the call. I tell you what, we'll take a quick short commercial break. Try to stay somewhat on schedule. 939 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybe. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station.
Just hit puberty mid sentence. Oh my gosh.
About 1 hour through the show. I think it's my drinks.
Dude, your juice looks like olive oil today, man.
Yeah, Nick was very less than impressed with your juice.
You've had some really pretty juices, like some really appetizing floral and pink and red and just colorful. That looks like motor oil, dude.
The first thing Nick said to me this morning, Marcus, was he was like, hey, man. Or I was like, hey, Nick, you got me? He was like, yeah. Hey, man, Marcus's drink really looks like piss.
Verbatim. That's what I said.
I was like, okay.
I mean, so does apple juice, I guess. Like, is that apple juice? Like,
no, it's clove tea. Oh.
I like clove, I will say.
I don't know. I like the smell of clove. I don't know. I've drank it.
So here's the problem.
So I don't want to knock it.
Here's the problem. I want to blame my dad. Okay?
You're sick.
I want to blame my dad.
You've got a sickness.
You know what he did, Steve?
I'm listening.
In the bathroom. I'm like, Dad, did you try to use the you know, the thing that holds the toilet paper? I have a metal one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a little, you know, you sit something on top, and then it has the little roll thing, right?
Yep.
And it's pulled out the wall. You know, it's about at a 45-degree angle now.
Yes.
And I'm like, Dad, did you try to use that to get up as leverage?
Yep.
Like, there's no way that you thought. You remember that story I told about him breaking that plate over my head, Steve?
Yes.
I looked in my strainer, and there was a dish that he used that I don't know if he just thought he could just rinse it and everything was going to come off. That dish that he put in my strainer looked exactly like the dish that he broke that plate over my head when I was a kid. I had a good mind, Steve.
Smack him right in the face with it.
Take that. Listen, it was 1989.
Yeah.
When he broke that plate over my head. 89. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it should have been my revenge point. Right then, I should have grabbed that plate and ran there and just took him out with it.
Just cracked him right upside the head.
Right. Because listen, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt. Like I said, it was the little plaster. And that plate, Nikki, do you remember me talking about the plate?
I don't remember this story.
Nikki, when I was like let's just say in like, okay, 78 is when I was born. Okay. So, Nikki, we're talking about 86. Okay. You know, I might be 8 years old or something, right?
Okay.
We got to make plates at my school. They give you a white circle, right? And you get to draw a design on it. And it was Christmas time, right? So I put a snowman, and I think I had a pyramid by it or something.
Pyramid.
Don't ask me how.
But a snowman in the desert.
Let's just say I thought outside the box. So it was like a snowman and a pyramid. I don't know if the pyramid was like an igloo or a teepee. Or I don't know what it was. But it was on there. And it was in blue, it was white, you know, white paper. And what happens is we all make our little drawing, our design, and we put the year on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then we got to take it to the place that turns it into place. So they take your image, put it here, and then they make a plate. This plate lasted. We're talking about year three, you know, year three, year four. So now I'm like 11, you know, ish at the time, you know what I'm saying? And we had, you know, it was my dish night or whatever, whatever. So we had spaghetti. Mm-hmm. And just, I guess, one of the little pieces of hamburger meat just got past the inspection, you know what I'm saying? Right? And my dad was like, Marcus, you know what I'm saying? I was coming from the back, you know, yeah. He's like, you did the dishes? I was like, yeah. You know, and I kind of had some stink on my ear. Like, you know, I'm like, is that
right? It did.
Yeah. Like, is that it? Is that what you call me from Atari? You know? Boom. And the thing just broke. You know, it's like.
That was an interesting sound effect.
Because I could hear I could hear the plate when it hit the ground. And I was so sad because I'm like, it didn't hurt like that. But my plate that I made.
Oh, so the one that he got mad at you, the one that had some schmutz on it.
Because I always use that plate. That's my plate. That's my favorite plate. And he, bing, and it just broke. And I was like, and then I went to the room, and my brother said, what happened to you? And I was like, Dad broke my plate. He said, what? He said, where'd he break it? I said, on my head. And he started laughing. He didn't even like have no empathy for me. He just sat back in his bed and started laughing.
Sounds like a brother.
Yeah, it sounds like, man. And when I saw that plate that had that stuff on it yesterday, I'm like,
oh, revenge.
I wanted to go Macho Man with the belt. No, what's the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? Top
steam, bro. Yeah,
just go top of the rope. Just, ah! You thought I forgot about my plate? Oh, God.
Listen, the one thing I need.
It's 35 years of the making.
Oh, yes.
Listen, just one more time. Can I get that sound effect from you?
I don't even remember what it was.
What did that plate do when he hit you in the head? Well, let me tell you about my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health, because they're over here at Tri-State Men's Health right now. Listen, if you're a man and you're dealing with erectile dysfunction, they have over a 90% success rate over here. Listen, you might have tried everything. You might have tried herbals. You might have tried creams, anything, shots, whatever it was. I don't know. And if nothing's worked, come to somewhere where they can help you, okay? Listen, come to Tri-State Men's Health. Go on tristatementshealth.com right now. You can take a quiz. It's going to be about 10 questions. It's going to take you 2 minutes. It's going to be yes or no answers. Being over here, I'll tell you, like, this is just such a – I mean, I'm looking at right now, I'm looking at a Kobe Bryant, a Nolan Ryan with the blood dripping down his mouth and stuff. I've got a Ted Lasso poster. I've got a painting over here of – Tupac, Jay-Z, Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Snoop, Biggie, Eminem, Suge Knight, ODB, and Ludacris. Like, I mean, this is a man's place right here. Okay?
Man cave.
Yeah, so listen, come over here, check them out. And here's the thing. It's a $99 appointment. It's going to be about 30 minutes. They'll give you a test dose in the office. And if that doesn't help, they're going to waive that. Okay, and then they'll help you try to get, like, nothing is blanket here, man. They have their own, you're going to get kind of your own system, your own set, whatever it is. But come check them out, man. And here's the thing, don't wait. There's people that have come here, and I've heard testimonials, read testimonials that are up here. And, I mean, people are talking about within a day. Like it's like, yeah, it changed my life. Mm. You know, listen, me and my wife couldn't, we weren't having sex, and within a day, you know, we were. And it was just, it changed everything. So come on over here, check them out, Tri-State Men's Health. But tell them you heard about them right here on 93.9 The Ville.
Dad, you lucky. You lucky I'm mature.
Yeah.
You are so lucky that I'm mature.
Yeah, you should have. Right on top of the head. Just boom.
I should have did it. I should have at least reminded him.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, you
should have said something about it.
Every time he leaves, I always think about all the stuff I should have said.
Yeah, like maybe not. Maybe you don't hit him in the head. But you should have thought about it, or you should have let him know.
Yeah. That,
hey, man, you hit me one time.
You stole my favorite jogging pants.
And like, that, I probably didn't make the NBA because you hit me, and the emotional damage that it did to me. That's what you should.
My mom was mad at him too.
You should have went full Nick.
It was probably my mom's fault because my mom defended me.
Over here.
My mom defended me, and it made him softer on me.
Yeah.
So we can retroactively blame my mom.
Yeah. We'll blame them all. Blame everybody.
Texas says we got to be careful with the old school football stories because they get a little cancelable.
Very true.
Rolling along, 92.9 The Ville. Home is your fortress.